You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Monday, March 30th, 2026. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call or text us with your breaking news, stories, and tips at 971-801-1378. Our production team for tonight's newscast includes Gian Guanta, Hannah Francis, Lizak Shalit, Stuart Duncan, and Laurie W. The producer is Althea Billings, and our engineer is Nick Caperso. Special thanks to Jill Freitas, Simone Perez, Isabel Charlet, Mike Moen, Anna Wilcox, and Dr. Anthony Lizowitz. The director of the Evening News is Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Josh Salem.
And I'm Dave Johnson. All of our KBOO programs, including the Evening News, are supported by our members. If you'd like to become a member and support our programming, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Stay tuned now for KBOO News in Depth. We're bringing you the sounds of this weekend's No Kings protest.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You are listening to KBOO News in Depth. I'm Althea Billings. Saturday marked the third No Kings protest against the Trump administration, and some 8 million people turned out across the U.S. In Portland, demonstrators numbered 30,000. KBOO was out at protests across the metro area, talking to protesters about the rally. In the next half hour, you'll hear from KBOO reporters Hannah Francis, Gian Guanta, Anna Wilcox, Lizak Shalit, and Lori W. from protests in Portland, Milwaukee, and Woodburn.
Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name is Riley Eberly. I'm an artist here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Awesome. And what's your name? Or can you introduce yourself?
I am David Pitzer.
Would you mind describing your signs for the listeners?
One side depicts Trump picking between two buttons. One says bomb kids, one says rape kids, and he's having a hard time deciding between the two. On the other side, it says, "What conservatives sound like right now," and it's a mock image of the snake yellow flag. I don't even know what that's called, but it says, "Tread on me, daddy," because that's what conservatives sound like right now. On the other sign, also double-sided, it says, "Isn't it past your jail time?" And it's depicting Donald Trump as a baby with a full diaper, and he's crying. On the other side, it says, "Only you can prevent fascist liars," and it depicts Smokey the Bear in a flame.
And you hand drew these?
Yeah.
And painted them?
And I drew them.
So could you tell me a little bit about why you're here today?
As a member of the queer community, I think it's important to stand up for queer people and also other oppressed people here in Portland. Even though we are amongst some of the more privileged of that community, I think it's important to stand up for others who are not as privileged and who don't have a voice. So yeah, that's why I'm here today.
And we're also here to fight fascism. There are no kings in the U.S., and we are trying to prevent that.
Yeah, for folks out there who weren't able to make it today, is there anything that you'd like the listeners to know?
Yeah, it's been completely peaceful. It's such a fun event. You're around so many like-minded people, and you get to see so many creative minds about how people are viewing what's going on right now in America. And I think it's really important to see all sorts of views that come together to fight all sorts of oppression.
Yeah, it's great to see the community come together and be together to fight this stuff, and it's really nice to see.
Yeah, I'm supporting all the people that I love on the whole planet that are in danger right now, and I would like that to stop.
That's great.
And this one, only losers hate trans people.
And what's on the other side?
You can change your mind.
Talk to me about that one. I haven't seen anybody with that song before.
So there was a beautiful song that they were singing over in Minnesota. The protesters were singing at the ICE building. You can change your mind. It's okay to realize that you're on the wrong side of history and come over to the right side. And so this side of the sign is for anyone that looks like they're not with us today. Be like, hey guys, you can join us. You would be having more fun if you were over here with us.
Thank you, I'm Samir Kanal. I'm a city councilor for District 2, North and Northeast Portland. I wish you could all get the view that I'm seeing right now. Check it on Instagram later. It is a sea of Portlanders all the way back. I see you on the bridge. I see you back here standing up together saying no to kings, no to fascism, yes to democracy, yes to our collective liberation, and you look beautiful. And it's not just Portlanders who are here ready for this moment. It's millions of Americans in thousands of rallies all over this country coming out to say enough and show through our determination and our presence that this is still America and power still lives with the people. It's an important time. Let's be real, we all know it. Donald Trump is deeply unstable, we're on a dark path, and he's a danger not only to Americans, but to the entire world. In just the last few months, he's invaded Venezuela and kidnapped his president. He's killed 160 people in the Caribbean by bombing their boats and then going after them as they clung to the wreckage in the water. And he's threatening to invade Cuba too and has cut off the fuel supply so that hospitals run out of power and people on ventilators die. And now we're a month into a war of aggression with Iran. A war where he targets civilian infrastructure, like power plants and schools, both of which are war crimes. A war with no real purpose. The biggest things we seem to have accomplished are 12 dead soldiers, 200 murdered schoolgirls, and replacing Ayatollah Khamenei with a younger Ayatollah Khamenei. Wars of aggression are not moral. They do not make us safer. They are not fiscally responsible either. Because when we stop spending money on wars and environmental exploitation, we have money for health and housing and liberation. So things like universal health care, for fast, frequent, and eventually free public transit, like fully funded education, including preschool for all, like social housing, because it's unacceptable that in the richest country in the history of the world, we still have people sleeping on our streets. The federal government's policy of pursuing endless war isn't just linked to our domestic policy as a budget trade-off. It's linked because the repression we've tested abroad for many decades, from surveillance to tear gas to masked thugs in the street, eventually comes home, and it's been coming home for a while. We can't just pretend that Donald Trump is the problem alone. Can't put our heads in the sand the way the Democratic leaders in D.C. are when they say we can improve ICE without even requiring that they don't wear masks. Some of us were protesting ICE 14 years ago for putting kids in cages. They still are. Does that sound like an agency you can improve? ICE is arresting green card holders while they cry in front of their families in airports. Will restructuring fix that problem? And ICE killed two citizens in broad daylight in Minneapolis in January. Can we reform our way out of this? No. No, we have to dismantle ICE. And the entire system, because it's bigger than just ICE, the system that focuses on repression and harm, and build a future that is based on the value and dignity of every single person.
Skin cancer.
So in addition to marching today, I'm gonna give you a menu of choices because we have to do more than just march. Marching is important. But I'm gonna ask you to pick one or two of these things, all right? You can join an ICE Watch group, join a signal group in your neighborhood and start mobilizing together with your neighbors. You can go talk to the booths that line the street over there, whether it's Community Budgeting for All or Mutual Aid Group or DSA, and any of the other orgs you see out here. You can and should bring a friend, because this is bigger than last time, and next time should be even bigger. We should get bigger every single time we come together. unless you can help us fight back from the top to the bottom of the system, when you see something you can organize against or even organize for. Because local government is the foundation of the problem, but it can also be the foundation of our solutions. What I mean by that is, you can, it's appealing to sit back and say, let the courts save us, or let Congress save us, but even when you get wins there, they don't always stick. We had a court restrict ICE from using tear gas a couple weeks ago, but it just got overturned by a higher court. We have to act locally in our legislatures, our county commissions, and yes, our city councils, because legislation does help when it can't be reversed, because the people are organized to not only win, but to hold the line. And it helps us at the city council when we hear directly from you. So I'm gonna ask you about a couple things we're gonna be voting on coming up, and you just tell me what you think on whether or not Portland should join California and St. Paul and Denver and more cities on the way in saying no to mass law enforcement in our streets. Should we require all law enforcement in the city of Portland to not wear masks? We require visible ID for all law enforcement while they're on duty. If someone says they're ICE but can't prove it, should local police have to verify who these masked thugs are? And should we ban tear gas everywhere in the city of Portland? Lastly, are you willing to come out to City Hall and pressure us to do all that? I'm gonna ask you that again. Are you willing to come out and pressure us at City Hall to do all of that? Good, because I'm going to need your backup when we go forward on that. We win with sustained pressure that matches and beats the other side. I want you to not think of yourself as a participant in a movement that has a few organizers and a lot of participants. Movements succeed when everybody finds a place to plug in and everyone is an organizer.
My name is Bruce.
Bruce, okay, tell me about your sign. What does it say and why is that the sign that you brought today?
It says, proof that hair gel makes you stupid. The reason I did it, I think this is a totally unqualified guy to be. This is Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of Defense, which he likes to call war. I just think he's totally incompetent and he's responsible for a lot of the craziness that's going on with this stupid war in Iran.
And what has been the experience out here today so far?
It's been great. I like to see so many people. It's, you know, the kind of buoys you up a little bit when you see other people are as disgusted with the situation as we are.
Have you been to protests like this before?
Did all three of them. All the three No Kings ones I've been to.
Okay, and prior to this administration, did you do a lot of protesting?
Yeah, back in the first Trump administration, I went to the Women's March. That was a huge one too. So, yeah, whenever I feel like something's really off, got to do something about it. You know, you just can't sit back.
And the war on Iran is your focus right now?
It's everything. It's, everything he's doing. I can't think of one thing that he's doing that is going to make the country better.
Any message to folks at home who aren't out here today?
Next time there's another demonstration, come out. But more importantly, vote in the upcoming election in November and vote against whatever Trump wants.
Why are you out here today?
I am out here today representing Milwaukee Pride, and I am also out here because this is an incredible community, and I am seeing people who live around us being marginalized and attacked for nothing more than just the fact that they have a different color skin. And that is not okay with me, and I want to protect my neighbors and make sure that everyone has the ability to reach their full potential and be safe in our neighborhood.
How would you describe what you've seen so far today?
So much unity. So it's so interesting how you feel like you know quite a few people in an area and then you see so many new faces. And it's just so exciting to see that we've got so many people who are here to support our neighbors and create a community where everybody gets their needs met in a way where we don't all have to think and feel the same, but we can all meet each other with respect and mutuality.
And last question, any surprises so far?
The amount of big trucks that have been honking in support has really made my day.
Great. Do you want to add your name or would
sure.
you? Okay, what
yes.
was your name?
I'm Nicole Osmus.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Yeah,
appreciate your time.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
I'm Jennifer Hong.
Cool. And what brings you out today?
I came to protest Trump and advocate for freeing Palestine and kicking ICE out of Portland and end the war in Iran.
Okay. And can you describe kind of the scene? What have you experienced today?
A lot of joy, a lot of people getting together, the power of everyone lifting their voice. It's pretty incredible.
And you brought something as well.
My daughter, and I brought ice whistles.
And for folks who don't know, what are those and what are they for?
The ice whistles are, you keep it with you in your house or in your car, and if you see ice, you blow the whistle. And it's a signal for people who are vulnerable to seek shelter and people who are allies to get loud.
And have you been to protests like this before?
Yeah.
How does it compare to other ones that you've experienced?
Pretty similar. There's a lot more people out for Palestine today, so that makes me really happy.
This is KBOO News In Depth. We're listening to sounds from this weekend's No Kings protests from around the metro area.
My name is Amelia Crow, and I'm here because I'm mad about what's going on. It just seems like it's one atrocity after another, and we all knew that this is what was going to happen. And for some reason, a lot of people kind of went for it almost as a joke, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so there's one sign here that says, if they wanted me to stand aside and let ICE take my students, they shouldn't have conditioned me to take bullets for them. And then there's the other sign reads, American axioms. Mm-hmm. Liberty is not exclusive. Due process is not optional. Culture is not a prescription. Immigrants are not a threat. Queers, etc., are not a danger. The government is not a business. The president is not a king. Truth is not a virus. The people are not silent. Would you like to share about either or both of the signs?
My partner is a teacher, and so we care a lot about making sure that kids get everything that they need, especially protection. Per the Constitution, that applies to anybody who's here. And so, like, that's really what this sign is about, is like, We've taught teachers to take on bullies and to, like, make sure that everybody gets an equal chance to learn. And so the idea that we should stand aside and let ICE take kids away is just absurd, you know?
Yeah, they talk about arming teachers. That's my thing, is, like, I'm from Arizona, a place where they actually talk about arming teachers, but then they want us to just, like, give them up to ICE when they come. Like, do you want us to protect kids or no? Because we're getting mixed messages.
Yeah, so that's what that sign's about. This one, I had a teacher who had a sign on the wall that said, like, axioms of life, and it had a bunch of things written on it. Like, one of them said, only Roy Orbison can sing Only the Lonely. And it always just kind of stood out to me because it had a lot of other really important things. Only students can stand up for their needs, or, you know, like, things like that. So it was like, only this, only that. And so, like, it kind of reflects on that sign here by kind of iterating American axioms, which are things that we all believe as Americans. Like, we all get to be free to express ourselves and to be who we are. We get the freedom, you know, especially right now, to stand up and come out here in mass to protest all of the things that we disagree with, like making sure that everybody is welcome and everybody is protected. It seems like the theme of the government right now is that if the government is doing something, it should be beneficial to the rich people and then to everybody equally. And so they're trying to take out these things that protect the rest of the people who actually need the protections. We need to be able to protect queer kids and trans kids, and we need to be able to protect people in wheelchairs who are just trying to get down the street, and people who are coming to America because they see it as a safe place, a place where they can pursue the kinds of things that they feel in their heart is what they're meant to do. So, like, that's really what this sign reflects, is, like, all of these things are just beliefs that we all have, and that's why we're here as Americans.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Would you like to share anything about the protest today to the listeners, for folks, let's say, who haven't been able to make it?
I think that there's a lot more people here than there were at the previous one. And as we're at the previous one to that, and the previous one to that, at this point, it's almost like a routine for us to come out here and complain and you know, fulfill our duty to the American people by standing up together and saying, you know, this isn't okay, stop, we can't do this, it's wrong, we all know that it is. So, yeah, there's a lot of people here, I guess is my point.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful sunny day under the cherry blossom. Is there anything else that y'all would want to share?
Stay true to yourself. Be who you are, and don't be afraid to stand up.
Would you mind describing your sign?
My sign, yes, absolutely. I'm from Minnesota. I was raised in Minnesota, and I live in Oregon now. But I wanted to represent my Minnesota kin, and also we were in Minneapolis during all of that in January, so we just wanted to make sure that everybody knew how the fight, and we're bringing it here, and we're not going to let it happen here.
So you were in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Yes. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
So we actually were in a hotel at the time because we were back visiting family. And right outside the hotel in St. Cloud, ICE was taking down people on the road. And so it was just Minneapolis and everything was full. We even had people from the hotel where we were staying actually supporting ICE and telling us that, you know, it was Biden's fault that all these immigrants are here. And so we were really surprised that a hotel that actually hired Haitians made that remark. And so we left there very disappointed, but so proud of the Minnesota people. So proud.
And so you are here today to represent Minnesota?
To represent Minnesota.
For the listeners who haven't been able to make it out, could you describe a little bit about what you've seen and anything that you'd like them to know?
This is amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, so many people have taken pictures of my sign for their relatives in Minnesota, but other Minnesotans come right over and, you know, it's like a family. Portlanders, they just love the signs and stuff. And they're here with us. For those of us from Minnesota, Portland, we're together in this fight. Yep.
Is that the primary reason why you came out today?
I am here for the same reason all these people are here. We're just sick and tired of having all our rights taken away from us. It's scary. We feel unity here and we feel safe, but not every community is like that. We actually live in a community out here that we're the only ones that have you know, that are Democrat, and there's lots of Trump signs around us, so it's scary actually where we live. And so coming to Portland, we feel loved and accepted.
What is it like being the only Democrat in an area where there's Trump supporters?
Yeah, it's scary. It's very scary. We're afraid to put signs out. We're afraid, period. You know, even to have a conversation, even though we have 6 acres of property, we're afraid to have a conversation for fear that somebody would overhear us or anything. So that's a terrible feeling, to be afraid on your own property to say something that, so yeah.
So it's great that you're able to come here and speak your truth and be around people who believe what you believe.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So well, yeah, we love Portland, we love Oregon.
Do you plan on marching or participating in other events?
Oh yeah, we have been. Yes. This was the first time that I held a Minnesota sign because of being in Minneapolis in January. That gave me an additional resurgence of like what we have to do, because that was awful. It's awful to have something so close to home, even though it's close to home here. When you're from somewhere and you see that and you feel it, it's visceral. So being here today, we had to.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I'm just so proud and happy to be here today. Everybody's doing such a great job. The signs are great. The fight is great. And I'm proud to be here.
So I've lived in Woodburn almost 20 years. And Woodburn's a really special place. You have a great mix of people. And the heart of the community really does care about each other. And we've got people out here protesting today to show support for our neighbors, to show that we're not going to suffer kings and we're not going to stand by while our neighbors are stolen. I have a thing that a friend of mine wrote that I would like to read. She is a DACA recipient and didn't feel comfortable speaking herself. She wrote, "Community members of color, whether documented or undocumented, have been living with overwhelming fear that deeply disrupts their daily lives and routines. The impact of ICE has been felt in Woodburn, but there is a sense of ease in knowing that our community stands behind us. We see the act of support and protest, and we hear the chants for justice that our community demands. We wholeheartedly feel their pleas for a just system that works humanely and understands that all communities benefit from immigrants. Woodburn is resilient and the community that thrives on diversity." And when she wrote that, it made me think about our Fiesta Mexicana that takes place in August. And sometimes the European Americans stay away from it, thinking that it's just like a Mexican pride festival. But what it is when the Bracero program started during World War II, and our Mexican neighbors came and saved the harvest to help us fight the fascist, we came up with a thank you parade. And that festival requires there to be a mix of people. It's not just a Mexican pride festival, it's the thank you between your ordinary Americans who are grateful for our neighbors to the south and grateful for the Mexican Americans and other Latinos that have joined us here in Woodburn. Today we're gonna stand with our neighbors as best we can. If we get enough people, we're going to try to hold hands across Woodburn.
I think this is more about the super wealthy, the billionaires running this country, and not thinking about what all the rest of the people need. So we've got 0.5% of the percent of the population they're enriching, and the rest of the people are suffering. And so I don't think it's right versus left. I think it's the super rich versus the rest of us.
What brings you out here today?
Well, we live in Donald, and we wanted to find the closest one that we could come to, because we've not done this before. We weren't able to before. And this was the closest one. So I'm really excited. This is the first time we've been. And I'm really excited to be a part of demonstration that our world needs to be better. I just don't know how else to say it. We love our country, and we don't want to lose it.
Sure, yeah, this is our first political or any other kind of rally, and we found one that's close to the house, and we're part of 3,000 plus strong rallies around the country, as I understand. So we just want to show our support. I have the utmost confidence that democracy will survive. It's just taken a little bit of a thump to the chin and some black eyes right now, but we're confident that through the strength of all of the political protesting and peaceful rallies that democracy will prevail.
Hi, my name is Teresa Alonso Leon. I'm here in support of all of our immigrant brothers and sisters who have been impacted by this administration. You know, today everybody's coming together to ensure that this administration knows that we don't want him anymore. He has done nothing but create chaos, fear, and we're done. We're absolutely done. I'm so proud of everybody who has come together here in Woodburn, along with our other cities in the state of Oregon, because it's time that we start thinking about how else can we voice and get this president out of this administration so that our families can come back together and feel safe again. And today is a great demonstration of what I think he wants to separate us, but we're saying no, we're gonna unite, we're gonna come together, and we're gonna remind you that you're not doing enough for our community, our state, and our country, and it's time for you to go.
I was born when Herbert Hoover was president, 1932, and this is the worst president. I was there all during Roosevelt, World War II. I'm a veteran of the Korean War. I'm a graduate of the University of Oregon, master's degree, University of Maine, master's and bachelor's degree. I wouldn't miss it. I've been to two Democrat national conventions as a delegate. I was at Jimmy Carter's inauguration and Bill Clinton's inauguration. And this guy is the worst we've ever had. I wouldn't miss it. I hope I live to be the end of his term, 3 years, but no guarantees. I'd be 96. This guy here has already been elected mayor of his class in Vancouver. So he's starting his politics young.
Sorry, you want to say something to KB Radio?
Yeah, this is the worst president we've had in...
In your lifetime.
In my lifetime, so...
And in your 93-year-old grandpa's lifetime.
So just...
It's the worst timeline.
We're going to get through it together. We'll get through it together.
You've been listening to sounds from this weekend's No Kings protests around the Portland metro area. We heard interviews with demonstrators in Portland, Woodburn, and Milwaukee. Thank you to all the KBOO reporters who contributed to this episode. That's Hannah Francis, Gian Guanta, Anna Wilcox, Lizak Shalit, and Lori W. I'm Althea Billings for KBOO News In Depth.
Naomi Klein, and you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
Support for KBOO comes from our members and from Energy Trust of Oregon, empowering businesses throughout the region with energy-efficient solutions that can help to improve the comfort, safety, and productivity of businesses.